In the heart of New Orleans, where the veil between worlds grows thin, Kaylee Smith's Phantasma has bewitched readers and critics alike since its publication. This gothic horror romance has become a TikTok sensation, with readers captivated by its blend of supernatural elements, family secrets, and forbidden passion. Even Grammy-winning artist Billie Eilish mentioned it as her current obsession in a recent interview, praising its exploration of mental health alongside paranormal thrills. The book's unflinching portrayal of obsessive-compulsive disorder has been lauded by mental health advocates for bringing nuance to a frequently misunderstood condition. What happens when a young necromancer enters a deadly competition run by devils, only to fall for a mysterious phantom who may be her salvation or her doom? Step into Grim Manor, where family legacies collide with ancient curses, and discover why readers can't stop talking about the devil's most dangerous game. When Ophelia Grimm finds her mother dead, she does what any good necromancer's daughter would do. She performs a forbidden ritual to transfer her mother's powers into herself. With her sister Genevieve watching in horror, Ophelia cuts her arm, letting blood pool on the floor as she recites an ancient incantation. Pain sears through her body as her once cerulean eyes turn icy grim blue, marking her transformation into the eldest Grimm. The heart-shaped locket she takes from her mother's neck begins to pulse against her throat, confirming the magic transfer is complete. But with great power comes great burden. Ophelia can now see the apparitions, ghostly entities that lurk in shadows, watching her every move and beckoning her to communicate with them. These pale blue figures follow her through the Garden District of New Orleans, mistaking her for her mother. Meanwhile, the shadow voice, intrusive thoughts that have plagued Ophelia since childhood, grows stronger, demanding specific actions to prevent terrible fates. The sisters' grief is compounded when they learn their mother took out a substantial loan against Grimm Manor and barely made a dent in repaying it. The bank has begun foreclosure proceedings, with demolition planned in 30 days. Examining the payment records, Ophelia notices checks with forged signatures and confronts Genevieve, who doesn't deny her involvement but claims she did what was right at the time. Their argument escalates until Genevieve runs off hurt, leaving Ophelia alone to wander the streets until nightfall. It's then she overhears men discussing Phantasma, the Devil's Manor, which has arrived in New Orleans with its competition that previously left 27 dead. Following a ghostly blue flash near an old cathedral, Ophelia investigates and encounters an invisible entity with a bourbon-smooth voice who calls her Angel and warns her she shouldn't be there. When fog clears, Ophelia realizes she's standing before Phantasma itself, an enormous gothic mansion with 20-foot wrought iron gates. As she leaves, the unseen entity whispers, "A heart and a key would set me free, but you should hope we do not meet again, Angel." These words will haunt her long after she flees through the night, the shadow voice in her head taunting her with impossible deadlines as blue sparks burst from her palms, a glimpse of her suppressed magic. What started as a night of grief has set Ophelia on a collision course with destiny. The inheritance of her mother's magic comes with more than just supernatural abilities. It carries the weight of family secrets buried for generations and a connection to Phantasma that runs deeper than she could possibly imagine. Returning home from her mysterious encounter at Phantasma's gates, Ophelia discovers a letter revealing her sister has left on an unexplained mission, promising to return in 2 weeks. Searching Genevieve's room, she uncovers a hidden diary and newspaper clippings about Phantasma spanning years, with notes about finding someone named Gabriel. The revelation is clear: her sister has entered the deadly competition. With no other choice, Ophelia follows her to Phantasma, where she meets a man named Jasper who explains the rules. Contestants compete through 9 levels based on the 9 circles of hell, with the only exits being winning, bargaining with devils, or death. When Jasper asks for her full name, Ophelia hesitantly replies, "Ophelia Marie Grimm," causing his eyes to momentarily turn pitch black as magic crackles through the air. Smoke-like claws probe through her memories, examining her childhood, desires, and fears. "This will make the competition particularly hellish for you," he says, with cruel satisfaction, "and all the more entertaining for the rest of us." Stepping into Phantasma's magnificent estate, Ophelia is awestruck by the floor-to-ceiling windows draped in black velvet, blood-red wallpaper, and iron-spike chandelier hanging above twin onyx staircases. She encounters her first apparition, a ghostly figure with grotesque rooms, before being assigned room 426 on the fourth floor. That night, Ophelia discovers a hidden passage behind her bookshelf and follows a mysterious ghost cat into the narrow corridor. When the bookcase slides shut behind her, she's horrified as the shadow voice grows more malicious, warning, "It's going to get you." Racing through darkness with a monstrous creature gaining on her, she desperately finds a door handle just as clawed, mottled gray hands grab her arm. She releases blue sparks of magic that zap the creature, allowing her escape. Back in the hallway, a mysterious red doorway materializes before her. After struggling with it for 10 minutes, she's interrupted by a deep voice. Turning, she finds a strikingly handsome man with shocking white hair and jewel-green eyes, dressed in viridian velvet and onyx. Unlike other apparitions, he has a faint white illumination rather than a blue glow. She immediately recognizes his energy signature as the invisible stranger from the gates. He explains he's a phantom, a rare, powerful type of ghost, and questions how she summoned the doorway. When she asks for help opening it, he refuses, saying he can't help any contestants during Phantasma, at least not for free. Their conversation is interrupted by a piercing shriek that sounds like Genevieve. When Ophelia turns back after hearing her sister's scream, both the stranger and his cat have vanished. The competition has begun, and Ophelia must navigate not only the deadly trials ahead, but also the mysterious phantom who seems both drawn to her and bound by rules she doesn't yet understand. The first level of Phantasma plunges Ophelia into a sensory-deprived labyrinth with walls that continuously close in around her. At the center, she discovers a sleeping hellhound guarding a gilded trapdoor. Before she can act, two contestants named Cade and Beau selfishly open the door, escaping but waking the beast. Ophelia flees through the corridors, eventually helping another contestant reach the exit while someone else meets a gruesome fate. Back in the dining hall, Ophelia confronts Cade and Beau about their selfish actions. When Cade grabs her wrist, her arm mysteriously turns transparent, causing them to believe she's a demon. The room darkens and fills with vermin as tension escalates until Cade attacks her with a silver knife which passes through her now transparent body. The white-haired phantom appears, introducing himself as Blackwell, and restrains Cade before warning Ophelia to flee as massive spiders and snakes fill the hall. A giant serpent corners her, and when Blackwell disappears, she's forced to fight it alone, impaling it through the mouth with a sword. She then follows what appears to be her sister Genevieve down a hallway before collapsing from snake venom, only to be rescued by Blackwell. Upon awakening, Blackwell explains that what she followed was actually a poltergeist, a deceased demon soul that can shapeshift into loved ones to possess victims. He warns her not to trust anyone she thinks she knows in Phantasma, as her sister wouldn't be in this wing until at least level 7. After much deliberation, Ophelia agrees to a blood bargain with Blackwell. He'll answer her summons and help her in dire situations, while she must find his anchor, a heart and key, before leaving Phantasma or forfeit 10 years of her life. As they search for clues about Blackwell's anchor, they discover hidden rooms throughout the mansion. In one such room, Ophelia accidentally knocks over a candelabra, revealing words etched into the floor, "And Gabriel Forever," a name that connects directly to her sister's secret obsession. The second level, based on lust, tests Ophelia as she's confronted by illusions of the person she desires most, Blackwell himself. The false Blackwell attempts to seduce her, but she recognizes the imposter when his kiss feels wrong. She fights back, breaking its nose, and it dissolves into smoke. The real Blackwell appears, summoned unknowingly when she said his name 3 times. With each level, the competition grows more deadly. In level 3, Greed, contestants must retrieve golden weights while climbing a treacherous cliff face, with those hoarding the most gold falling furthest when others advance. Level 4, Gluttony, features a deadly chessboard with swinging pendulum blades, where Ophelia must use her newfound ability to turn invisible, a power she doesn't understand, to survive. As the trials progress, Ophelia and Blackwell grow closer, their bargain evolving into something neither expected. Yet with each intimate moment comes the haunting reminder of the curse that awaits those who fall in love within Phantasma's walls. Between the deadly trials, Ophelia and Blackwell's relationship intensifies. What begins as reluctant allies becomes something far more dangerous as they find themselves drawn to each other despite the risks. Their first passionate encounter occurs in a hidden room after narrowly escaping acid rain in a secret passage. When Blackwell must strip away Ophelia's damaged dress to prevent burns, their flirtatious banter escalates into an electric kiss, unlike anything she experienced with the illusion during the lust trial. Their connection deepens with each encounter, creating literal magic, sparks erupting from Ophelia's hands during moments of passion. Yet both recognize the peril of their growing feelings. In a different life, in a fair one, I would have kept you until my eternal soul withered away to dust, Blackwell tells her during one painful separation. Meanwhile, Ophelia learns disturbing truths about her family. A devil named Sinclair reveals a page in Phantasma's contestant logs containing both her mother Tessie Grimm's name and Gabriel White's, the mysterious man her sister has been seeking. Blackwell reluctantly confirms that Ophelia's father was a specter, a rare being who could shift in and out of visibility and pass through solid objects, explaining her own abilities to turn transparent and pass through solid matter. This revelation shatters Ophelia's understanding of her life. Her parents met during Phantasma decades ago, and her participation seems almost predestined. When she accidentally summons the Whispering Gate, a portal to communicate with the dead, she confronts her mother's spirit, who confirms her relationship with Gabriel was her greatest regret. They knew better, but fell for each other anyway, resulting in a curse. He became dangerously obsessive, while she grew emotionally numb. Before disappearing, her mother warns Ophelia desperately to stay away from the phantom and reveals the heart-shaped locket passed down through generations of grim women must never be removed, though she vanishes before explaining why. The warning creates distance between Ophelia and Blackwell, who coldly agrees they should be just business partners. His dismissal cuts deep as he reminds her he'll take a decade of her life if they fail their quest. Their separation is short-lived, however, as the trials force them together again and again, their feelings impossible to deny despite the looming curse. As level 7 approaches, Ophelia is shocked when her sister Genevieve appears at Phantasma. The reunion is bittersweet as Genevieve reveals she'd been tracking Phantasma since discovering their parents met there, intercepting letters from Gabriel White. She demonstrates she's a specter too, able to disappear entirely and walk through walls, an ability she's had since childhood but kept secret, fearing their mother would restrict her freedom. The sisters reconcile with promises of amnesty, but their reunion is cut short when Genevieve must forfeit the competition to stay safe. Before leaving, she makes Blackwell promise to protect Ophelia through the remaining trials. With each revelation and trial, Ophelia comes closer to understanding the true nature of Phantasma and her connection to it, a connection that runs deeper than she could possibly imagine. As the competition narrows to its final contestants, Ophelia faces increasingly personal challenges. Level 8 tests her ability to identify the real Genevieve from two identical imposters, revealing the horrifying truth that her father must have failed this same test years ago, causing her mother's death. Determined to end Phantasma once and for all, Ophelia decides to confront its creator directly. Despite Sinclair's insistence that it's impossible without Sulamestris making it appear, she visualizes and summons an enormous wrought iron door with scarlet mosaics and gilded handle. Her locket heats against her neck as the door materializes, leaving Sinclair first awestruck, then furious. Before entering, Ophelia asks Blackwell if he truly believes they'll find their way back to each other. He cradles her face, vowing with every ounce of his soul that this won't be the last time they meet. Reassured by his promise, Ophelia calls out, "Sulamestris," and the door finally opens, pulling her into darkness and severing her from Blackwell and the manor. What follows is a shocking revelation. 5 centuries before Phantasma, Sulamestris was the prince of devils who fell in love with a mortal woman. When she revealed his true name under torture by his father, the King of Devils, she was brutally killed, her heart ripped out before Salem's eyes. As punishment, Salem was banished to Phantasma with no memory of his betrayal, tethered there unless he found the heart and a key. The king then summoned a cat named Poe to monitor the game and instructed a servant to find a host for his lover's soul, a golden heart-shaped locket to be worn first by Hestia Grimm, a necromancer, beginning a chain of hosts who would pass it down for 5 centuries until Salem truly forgot his lover before her soul was reborn. With this knowledge, Ophelia finally understands the truth. She carries Salem's lover's soul in her locket, passed down through generations of grim women. Blackwell is actually Sulamestris himself, with no memory of his true identity or their connection across centuries. As Phantasma begins to crumble around them, Blackwell explains that the only way to break the curse is for Ophelia to become his new tether. If she agrees, her soul would remain hers, but she would become immortal, linked to him forever. Despite his warnings about eternity, he confesses his love and promises she could live however she wants, even away from him. This moment is what everything since her mother's death has been leading to: Ophelia's chance to choose her own future and legacy, to rewrite the ending of a love story 5 centuries in the making. Strolling through New Orleans months later, Ophelia feels a newfound peace. Phantasma has crumbled without a trace, the cathedral restored to its rightful place. The city feels lighter now, with rumors that devils no longer walk the streets after dark. Ophelia chose to become Salem's, formerly Blackwell's, tether, breaking the cycle of curses that had plagued their souls across centuries. Now immortal, but free to live as she wishes, she returns to Grim Matter carrying a surprise gift for her sister. The house itself feels brighter since they've begun decluttering their mother's belongings, ready to forge their own path. Inside, she finds Salem holding Poe, the cat who chose to remain with them rather than return to hell. Salem embraces her lovingly, and they discuss their ongoing research into the mysterious locket that freed him. Though now dormant, Ophelia still wears it as a precious reminder of their journey. Since Phantasma's fall, Ophelia has been considering using her magic to help paranormal beings avoid making desperate deals with malicious entities, creating a new grim legacy as a safe haven rather than following the traditional path of necromancy. She and Genevieve have reconciled fully, their bond stronger than ever as they support each other's choices rather than living in their mother's shadow. When Genevieve appears, Ophelia presents her surprise: tickets for a vacation, a chance to explore the world together without the weight of family obligations. After Genevieve rushes off excitedly to pack, Salem pulls Ophelia close, promising to use every second of their eternity together. As they kiss, Ophelia revels in the little piece of heaven she saved from the dark depths of hell. Her journey through Phantasma transformed her from a dutiful daughter following a predetermined path into a woman who chose her own destiny, one that honors her family legacy while redefining it on her own terms. The shadow voice that once tormented her has grown quieter, though not entirely silent. Through Salem's love and her own growing confidence, Ophelia has learned that struggling with mental health doesn't make her unworthy of love. Her OCD remains part of her, but no longer defines her. In breaking the cycle of curses, Ophelia created something new, a love that transcends time and death, a family bond based on honesty rather than obligation, and a legacy that offers hope instead of fear. The heart and the key weren't just objects to be found. They were metaphors for the courage to love despite knowing the risks and the power to unlock one's true potential by embracing both light and darkness. What makes Phantasma so captivating is its seamless blend of Gothic horror traditions with contemporary themes. The mansion itself embodies this fusion, a place where ancient curses and modern anxieties collide, where Victorian aesthetics meet psychological depth. Ophelia's struggle with OCD isn't merely a character quirk, but a fully realized portrayal of mental health challenges. The shadow voice represents her intrusive thoughts, compelling her to perform ritualistic actions to prevent imagined disasters. Yet rather than portraying this as simply a weakness, Smith shows how Ophelia's experience with her own mind makes her uniquely equipped to navigate Phantasma's psychological torments. The romance between Ophelia and Blackwell Salem transcends typical paranormal love stories by exploring how connection can both heal and harm. Their relationship doesn't magically cure Ophelia's mental health challenges, nor does Salem's immortality make him immune to vulnerability. Instead, they learn to navigate each other's darkness together, creating something beautiful from their broken pieces. Family legacy forms another central theme, with both Ophelia and Genevieve struggling to define themselves beyond their mother's expectations. The sisters' reconciliation comes not from one conforming to the other's vision, but from mutual acceptance of their differences. Similarly, Salem must confront his own forgotten past to create a new future. The competition itself serves as a metaphor for life's trials, each level representing different human weaknesses and strengths. Through greed, lust, gluttony, and other deadly sins, contestants reveal their true character. Some, like Cod, embrace their worst impulses, while others, like Ophelia, find their moral compass even in the darkest circumstances. Perhaps most powerfully, Phantasma explores how trauma echoes through generations. The curse that began with Salem and his lover 5 centuries ago shaped the Grimm family for generations without their knowledge. Ophelia's parents repeated patterns they didn't understand, and she nearly followed the same path. Breaking the cycle required not just discovering the truth, but choosing a different response to it. In the end, Phantasma reminds us that the most terrifying hauntings aren't ghostly apparitions, but the unresolved pasts we carry within us. True freedom comes not from exorcising these ghosts, but from making peace with them, learning to live with our shadows while still stepping into the light. Kaylee Smith's Phantasma stands as a testament to the enduring power of Gothic storytelling in a modern context. By weaving together elements of horror, romance, family drama, and psychological insight, Smith creates a narrative that resonates on multiple levels. The novel's exploration of OCD through Ophelia's experience offers readers both representation and understanding. As Smith reveals in her author's note, Ophelia's symptoms aren't exaggerated, but drawn directly from her own experiences and those of others with the condition. This authenticity gives the supernatural elements a grounding in real human struggle, making the fantastical aspects all the more impactful. What ultimately elevates Phantasma beyond a simple tale of ghosts and devils is its insistence on hope even in the darkest circumstances. Ophelia's journey isn't just about surviving Phantasma's deadly trials, but about discovering her own strength and capacity for love. Salem's transformation from the amnesiac Blackwell to a man who remembers his true identity represents the possibility of redemption even after centuries of suffering. The locket that connects them across time serves as a perfect symbol for the novel's central message, that love, while sometimes painful and complicated, can transcend even the most powerful curses. In choosing to become Salem's tether, Ophelia doesn't sacrifice her freedom, but reclaims it on her own terms, turning what was meant as punishment into something beautiful. As readers close the final page, they're left with the satisfying sense that while some stories end, others are just beginning. Ophelia and Salem's eternity together, Genevieve's newfound freedom, and the transformation of Grimm Manor from a house of death to a sanctuary for the supernatural all point toward a future where legacy becomes not a burden, but a foundation to build upon. In a world increasingly dominated by cynicism, Phantasma offers something refreshingly sincere, a belief that even the most broken souls can find wholeness, that family bonds can be mended, and that love, in its purest form, might just be powerful enough to save us all.